Maar schuld zich leima, ze loeien Talmidov beganeden, wo begehennem, Talmidov beganeden, beganeden. Ja? Ze loeien Talmidov, meine mezakke ze rabim le rabim, ze afgab ze ziko is ze mekom kamen rabim elu, waar ze is schief de vade is schus rabim boy. Ze loeien Talmidov beganeden, wo begehennem. Begenem hecht is rabim, ze loeien Talmidov beganeden, wo beganeden, om ipne kach schus rabim tolly boy. וחתר רבן תולבוי, ויש לו קישו וחיבון תלמידוף. הומיל סמי ויקרו, אבל שלא יובה אליו חטא על יודוי, וכי מה שמספיק יוסס, שוב בבד את הכל שמיינו, כגול כך הרב מקשה שחב לו דגל יון הזויס, אשר אין שינו לו, הן בחטוי והן בתלכוסה. כך רואה נוחם ואשר נדור את הכל. למייס, he's going on the terrace when he says, שלא יהיו תלמידו בגן עדן ובגהן, אתם בגן ובגן עדן, means that the inyan of being mezakeh sarabim is something which is that kesha of the talmidim, and in both ways. So the pshat is the mezakeh sarabim is not just something that you can chalk up to a person's chus, but it's something that's a kesha betza. So I want a little bit, let's talk about this a little bit. It's very interesting. One of the inyanim of Hanukkah that is sort of a sideline, but one of the unspoken heroes is Shimon HaTzadik. It's associated with Shimon HaTzadik. It says Alexander, he got down, he bowed, he said, I always see him in a cholam, and so on. In other words, the tkufa of the Hashmonaim be'etzim was a certain turning point, and the end of Anshei Knesset Gedolah, the beginning of the Mahalach of the Chachmei Mishnah, the Zugas, etc., they come together. It says the famous Goyen, it says that Nevuah finished and now it's going to be Hat Oznechor Shema and so on. So I want to be aimed a little bit on this Nekuda. The Emes, it's not just, the Pashas is that you learn it's a Shinui in the Tzuras. First was Nevuah, and now it's Rav and Talmud and so on. That's a pleasure, it's certainly emes. But there's a deeper nekud in it. There was nothing like that beforehand. There was no mention of who's the Rav and who's the Talmud, and there was a Sanhedrin itself kept on replenishing itself. The Be'etzim was never a matzav of a real Rav and Talmud because Sanhedrin never died. The guf that was Machriya and Kal Yisrael Torah was the Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin always had this, the Ayin Ish, and when one died, one left, but the Tzibur was always one and that was it. So the Tzura of Torah was a group of people of one. The Tzura of Kal Yisrael was the ichud was mikoyach, the fact that they were all around a central nekuda, around the Sanhedrin, Beis Hamikdash, Sanhedrin, etc. And therefore, because they were all joined together at a central nekuda, the tzuras rabim of Kal Yisrael came from there. From that time onwards, things started falling apart. And the Beis Hamikdash itself shook. Klal Yisrael, it was the first time you actually had in the Tanakh until the time of Tanakh, and then the earlier part, you had occasionally fights. You had Pelegish Begiver, you had the Avshalom being married in David, but more or less you had Yeravam and the Klal Yisrael breaking up. But it was all within Klal Yisrael, different halakim, and it was very clear they fell off, and that was it. The first time you had Klal Yisrael becoming part of something else was the Misyavdim, and you had the all the different sects that you had going on in Bayis Sheni, and eventually Sinas Chinam was the way in which it fell apart. So the tzura of Klal Yisrael being one was now coming from someplace else. It was coming from the fact that they were yoinik from the same shayrish. Because they were all coming from one rav, so you now have base Shammai and base Hillel. You have now a different tzura of Klal Yisrael. It's coming, I would call it, vertically instead of horizontally. Whereas once upon a time, the Achdus was all the pieces together, now it would have to come from the Sheirish downwards. It would have to come from the, because they're all Mechuba to a common Sheirish, and therefore, Al Karchach, they're one. So, Lamashal, the Gemara, there's a machloikas in the Gemara, and there is no Sanhedrin that can be machri in absolute way, but what we try to do is be oimid what did Rav say? You know, we go back and we ask ourselves, could he have said this way, could he have said that way? We extrapolate backwards to find out what was said. So the Torah that we have from that time onwards is basically trying to reconnect what was, and b'meil the chibur will come through Dairus. So the chibur of Rav and Talmud became very, very different in this Tkufa than the Tkufa before. The Tkufa before, the chibur was on a personal level, there's Hilchos Talmud Torah, and there's Hilchos Kavod HaRav, and so on. And in the Sanhedrin itself, there's a mahalach of how to who you promote, and who sits up front, and who moves forward. But tachlis, the chibur is Klal Yisrael's be'etzem mechuba through the central nekuda. Klal Yisrael now their chibur is from because then it's chabad what was. In a certain sense, there cannot be now a chibur of all the pieces together. The only way you can have that chibur is from a hemshik. And Bemela, when he says over here that if you have a Rav or a Talmud, you know, one is a Gan Eden, one is a Gehenim, you can't have, they should be here, they should be there. It's not only an issue of, it's not only an issue of protocol, and it's not nice that Rebbe should sit here, if I'm interested here, you know, it's like inappropriate. It's a pshat, the chibur, this is what he says, Be'etzim. He says, v'yesh lo kesher v'chibur matalmidim, the kesher and the chibur talmidim is in a way that is mechayev, that they go together. If a Rebbe that taught Torah, that there's a pgam in the Rebbe, so the pgam must be in the talmidim bal kochach also, because there can't be a pgam that's not in the Talmidim if it's in the Rebbe. So if the Pshat is each door learns its own Torah, each door has its own Torah, just like a Sanhedrin can be oimid and passing on halachas. So here also, what's the problem? But here the Pshat is each door is nisma from what was there before, and b'meila the chibur has to come bedafka from before. So the musig of so on the one hand there's a Yiridus Adairus, obviously, and till that time HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, and now it's Hat Oznecha and Shema, and b'meila it's a priest, it's a Yirida. Meider Gisa, it also has in itself a Gilui that. That Kaira Deris Meroish. Lamashal, let's give an example in a very different area. The Mo'adim used to be Nikva al Yadei al yedei a riyah. So the first mayid that Klal Yisrael has, which is Pesach, is nikva through the riyah, and we make the chadash, we make the yontif. Achodesh zeh lachem resh chadashim, atem afloshegen for mezidim, and so on. So Klal Yisrael creates the ma'adim, Sanhedrin creates the ma'adim. That's the shirish of all ma'adim. Chanukah is all. Chanukah comes with the tekufa of the luach. In other words, Hillel HaZaken's takana of a luach, on the one hand, means we have an inferior form of being kaveh ma'adim. We're be'etzem not kaveh ma'adim. We just have a calendar that we follow. So l'chura, we've taken away from that sherish. And our yom tovim are not really yom tovim, because we don't. Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh is part and parcel of ma'adim. But on the other hand, there's a gilui by doing it this way, there's a gilui that in the first moyed is nichlal all the ma'adim kalan haba. If a person can make a luach, so that means that everything that comes out of it is also a shtalshalus from the very first nekuda. So it's a weaker now. It means that now we have a weaker koyach, but it's a much more powerful gilui that everything is munach in the beginning. The fact that you have tomen in the sheirish, something that the gilui does not stop, is a much more powerful gilui of the original than shas maisa. Let's take it to Torah l'mashal. So if let's say the you have the Rambam, and every person who learns the Rambam finds a new knetch, a new inyan in it. So that tells me that mitzad, it the sefer mitzad, it's sheirish, is much, much stronger. So Lamash, let's say somebody would write a Rambam plus all the halachas that are negeah. In other words, things that are not written in Gemara, and he's mefarit all the halachas. So we'll say that sefer that is much bigger than this. Luyitzur, a person finds remises in the Rambam. In other words, he learns up each halacha properly, and b'meila he's oimid on other halachas. So I will say that's a much bigger gilui of how much is tamen in the sheirish, and how much comes out. As long as you keep drunk from the Shayrish, it comes out. The dibuk of a Rav and a Talmud, it's not only mitzad the Hilchis pedagogue, that a good Rebbe should be very kosher with Talmidim and so on and so forth. It's that the Torah that Talmidim have, if the Chibur is correct, and if they're being mamshed correctly, so the Ribui Torah that comes out mikrach the talmidim is be'etzem a gili of the rav's Torah. It's not is so even though the rav is one, so l'mashal, but all the nice kelim that ever learned the Rambam, so it's wonderful. Each and every nice kelim is very very chashuv and very yoker and so on, but it also tells me that the Rambam had in himself, in his teaching, all of that was gone in that teaching. That's the Rambam, and in Torah, the gilui that comes out when we can't paskin ourselves at Kabashehu Sham, but we can only be meishich from the Rav's Torah, is a gilui of how much is in there. The giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in two fashion. One is Kadosh Baruch is megale more and more. Kadosh Baruch does many nisim, amisachas b'chol yom, and every yontiv that was added to Klal Yisrael was another nes that Kadosh Baruch made to Klal Yisrael, whether it was Pesach, whether it was Shavuos, whether it was Sukkos, whether it was Purim, and so on. Chanukah is the first nes that's called the Nitin LiKosev. The difference between Nitin LiKosev and LoNitin LiKosev means, what is the tsura of Torah Shebaal Peh to Torah Shebaal Ksav? What's that relationship? Torah Shebaal Ksav is a Tosefes. So I had Kaisel not been choited, I'd only have Chamech Chom Shetorah and Sevi Yeshua. They were choited, we added more Torahs. We added Yeshaya, we added Yirmiyah, but the Tosefes in Torah, in Torah Shebaal Ksav, is more Sfarim. So each event that happens, each time Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks, there's another Torah that's Nisgala. That's one type of Gilui. There's a second type of Gilui, and that is that within the Torah that there is, lays Ha'aris Adain Soif. The difference between Nitin and Kosev, it sounds like in the Gemara in Megillah, Esther is Seif Kolanisim, so Seif Kolanisim that are Nitin the Kosev as opposed to the Napnik and Kosev. So what's the difference? It's technically correct that this is written up to that time you could write, and from that point you can't write. The answer is the Surah and the signum of the Nes is going to be a very different signum. The of the nisim that we focus on, of the hadlak repach shemen, is because the tzur of the nes. I mean, you have to ask yourself. It says, you know, basically mikdash was charef. I mean, that's what we say in al nisim, and tira in mikdash shecha and so on. Everything the mizbeach was destroyed, and mikdash and whatever else they did. So the hadlak is neiris is very nice. But why was the Nes specific around that Locus Neiris? It's not the premier Avodah. There's many other Avodahs. I'm not sure what went on with the other ones, but I'm sure everyone had its own Yikuvim. The Teretz is because the Tzura of this Nes, the Tzura of this Avodah, is a Tzura of bringing out what's there B'Koyach. All the other Ishim are an Eish of Kloya for the sake of Kloya. So the Marshal, you have meat, Kaviyachal, in the fire is an Achila, Kaviyachal. It consumes it. So it's like I have a guest and I give him something, so the guest eats it, Navada, that's what I want to do with the meat, I want to serve it to the guest to eat it. All the Ishim in the Mizbeah and in the Reis HaMikdash is a Tzura of absorbing. So the Eish is Kaviyachal Pchinas Achilas Mizbeach, and it eats everything, and so on. The one Avodah that the Eish is there to bring, the Tachas Eish is to bring out what's gone as Neshemen, is Dafkin in Hadlak Sneiris. So the Hadlaka of the Ner is the one Avodah that is that this is particularly the Nekudas Neis that needed to happen. So one difference is that there is it's a gilui on an Ein Sefer what was there. The second inyan is it's also the only Shaykhis that we have to Ein Sefer really. In other words, everything else are ribuyim. There's a gevul to how much ribu you can have when you're adding. The makom where you have something doesn't finish with that. It, once a megala that not only what's there exists, but it's everything contained in it. The marshal. Kiddush HaChodesh lasts as long as the Chodesh lasts. But once I'm a gala that is a mahalach to be Mekadesh forever, so Kedushas Ma'arim will never finish. That's a certain Ein Sof. The Giluyim of Chanukah, so the it says that Aaron HaKohen was misloining on the Chanukah of the Nesiim, and you know that he didn't bring any. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Shalchol Kaim Loilov." Rambam speaks about Barichus that you know that the Hadlaka doesn't come bottle because Chanukah is an Indian of a box there. The word is. Is there any connection between lighting a neira and Chanukah Samishkan? Chanukah Samishkan is lighting a neira. All the avodas he did. The answer is Chanukah Hamishkan establishes kedusha, and every single nasi that made a Chanukah brought down another facet of kedusha. That's and it needed the Mishkan needed all the 12. So the chinuch of the avodah of the Mishkan was all pieces of Klai Yisrael coming together. That's that chinuch. But that has a ketz. There was a churban, and with that it's over with. The Shalchol Kayim Loilav means there's one nekuda in the Beis HaMikdash that never becomes batel, because the tzur of the avodah is to be moitzim min hakoyach el hapoel, is to be moitzim from whatever is the bekoyach. And that's why Torah Shebiksav has a definite end to when it comes. It stops at a certain point because that's the nature of it. Torah Shebaal Peh never has a bittul because since Ein Sof was put into the Torah, so b'meila, as long as somebody wants to and a shaykh did, he can draw more Torah out of it. So the chibur of Rav and Talmud that was established in a very different way. Until that point of time, Betzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taught Klal Yisrael. A Navi was Eichet Timtzeh to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. Sanhedrin was one guf. That Rav and Talmud was a prat in how to create a Sanhedrin. And in Hilchas, each one's personal Talmud Torah, about it there was a certain Rav and Talmud, all halachim and so on. When you're talking about the Etzim Tzura of Klal Yisrael, that kesh of Rav Talmud specifically started in middle by Sheni, Shimon HaTzadik, that's seen as opposing that, is the one that was Megalit. The I guess it says, you know, Yavon, so to speak, bowed to him. In Chochmah of Yavonis, theoretically, it's supposed to have a Kates. Because Chochmah of Yavonis deals with the world as it is. And therefore, all the elements are here. So Lamashal, this is a table. How much can I be choyk and derish on the table? The answer is there's X amount of atoms on the table, and I can describe every atom. But more than that, I can't. If the world is physical and finite, then the chachma that deals with that, I can have a ribu of chachma because I only have one yediyah, two yediyahs, 100 yediyahs, a million yediyahs, and so on. But at some point, it only works by a tosefes of yediyas, because every element, every nekuda is its own nekuda, and that can be meisim chachma. The way we understand it is that all of chachma is neveya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melekus. So that means that from every chachma, I can draw betzim a bleak vul, because the shevish of all chachma is bleak vul. So in the time when the finite surah of Chachma came to still, when Umas Olam imposed that concept of Chachma being the Chachma's chutz without kesher to the Panim, that's the time when we lost our Torah of a Klal and Mesmir and so on. That's when our Torah switched. Our Torah became Torah Shebaal Peh. It's something which has a believable ability to draw from what was. And our chibur to Klal Yisrael today is the achdus of Klal Yisrael is because we all have a common father, we're all yonik from a common sheirish, that makes us all a part of that same tree. Any questions, any points? Okay, so Ferlem Chanukah, Mirtz Hashem, next week, regular.